You're listening to SBS News.
Would you like to be Prime Minister?
I think it's a very tough job being Prime Minister. Very tough job. I mean, obviously, if the ball came loose from the back of a scrum, which it won't.
Might.
Of course, it'd be a great thing to have a crack at, but it's not going to happen.
That was Boris Johnson in 2013, confessing his long-held ambition to the BBC. Born in New York to British parents on the 19th of June 1964, he was baptised Alexander Boris de Pfeffel Johnson. The family soon returned to Britain, where the young Boris was schooled at some of Britain's best establishments. At Eton, he met the former Prime Minister David Cameron, and he proceeded to the University of Oxford to study classics and became a member of the Bullingdon Club, an exclusive all-male club for very wealthy undergraduates. In 2008, the BBC's Who Do You Think You Are programme revealed Boris Johnson is a distant relative of the Queen. Before entering politics, Boris Johnson had a colourful career as a reporter and a columnist, sacked from The Times for making up a quote and, as Brussels correspondent for The Daily Telegraph, making fun of the EU and creating controversy with his stories. His first bid to enter Parliament failed in 1997, but he found success running as MP for Henley in Oxfordshire. After being sacked over an extramarital affair, Mr. Johnson staged a comeback in 2005. With the help of Australian electoral strategist Linton Crosby, he was voted in as Mayor of London in 2008. He led the city through the success of the 2012 London Olympics and introduced a bike share plan dubbed the Boris Bikes. Mr. Johnson first tried to become Prime Minister back in 2016 when David Cameron resigned over Brexit. Theresa May duly appointed him Foreign Secretary, but he tendered his resignation in July 2018, citing his disagreement with Ms. May's Brexit plan.
We believe very strongly that this is in our mutual interest. We're not leaving Europe, we're disentangling ourselves from the treaties of the EU, but we can remain powerfully committed to Europe with a new European partnership.
Throughout his career, the 55-year-old has been known for his public gaffes, including getting stuck on a zip line during a 2012 event in London and knocking over a 10-year-old boy with a rugby tackle in 2015. One of the more serious occurred in 2017 when, as UK Foreign Secretary, he said a British woman detained in Iran was training journalists in the region. His comment resulted in the woman getting hauled in front of an Iranian court and told her sentence could be doubled.
The British government has no doubt that Mrs. Zaghari Ratcliffe was in Iran on holiday, and that was the sole purpose of her visit. As I said in the House last week, my remarks on the subject before the Foreign Affairs Select Committee could and should have been clearer. And I acknowledge that the words I used were open to being misinterpreted, and I apologise. I apologise to Mrs. Zaghari Ratcliffe and her family if I have inadvertently caused them any further anguish.
In August last year, Boris Johnson was rebuked by Theresa May after comparing women wearing burqas and niqabs to letterboxers and bank robbers. And earlier this year, he offended child abuse survivors by claiming that government money spent on historical investigations had been wasted, but he used a sexually explicit phrase to make his point. Mr. Johnson also once described the continent of Africa as that country and offended Papua New Guinea's High Commissioner in London by comparing Britain's Labour Party with Papua New Guinea-style orgies of cannibalism and chief killing. In 2016, he won a British magazine's competition for a five-line poem that involved the Turkish president, wild oats, and a goat. He compared the Football World Cup in Russia to the 1936 Berlin Olympics, presided over by the Nazis. In recent days, he has been criticised for saying Islam caused the Muslim world to be literally centuries behind the West. He was unrepentant on all counts.
I'm afraid that there is such a rich thesaurus now of things that I've said that have been one way or another, through what alchemy I do not know, somehow misconstrued, that it would really
really take me too long to engage in a full global itinerary of apology to all concerned.
On Australia Day 2014, Boris Johnson was made an honorary Australian for his services to Australians in London. He is on the record as saying he would like to bring in an Australian-style points-based visa system to manage immigration to the UK post-Brexit and to broaden British trade agreements.
As we go through the process of leaving the arrangements of the European Union, we are going to widen our horizons and work even more closely. And we have today reaffirmed our shared goal of concluding a free trade agreement as soon as possible after we leave the EU.
Since his time as London Mayor, Mr Johnson has advocated the idea of an Australia-Britain common travel area. His idea had a wary response from Canberra amid concern over the potential number of Britons who would seek to come. Mr Johnson's other idea of creating a free trade agreement and amalgamating the navies of Australia, Canada, New Zealand and the UK to create an Indo-Pacific fleet received a warmer response from Australian government officials. Just how he won the confidence of the Tory membership remains mysterious to many. In attempting to sell his candidacy, he gave an agonising interview to Talk Radio political editor Ross Kempsel about what he does in his spare time to relax.
You make models of buses.
I make models of buses.
See, they're going to be in Downing Street.
So what I do? No, what I don't make models of buses. But what I make is, I get old, I don't know, wooden crates.
Yeah.
Right. And then I paint them. And they have two. Suppose it's a wine. It's a box that's been used to contain two. Two wine bottles, right?
Right.
And it will have a dividing thing.
Yeah.
And I turn it into a bus, and I put passengers. You really want to know this?
You're making cardboard buses. That's what you do to enjoy yourself.
I paint the passengers enjoying themselves.
Okay.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.